entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I've been thinking about my doorbell.
That's fucking wicked, mate. Let's roll.
Oh, well, where's my chips and your kisses?
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Snap! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is episode 350. Of the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. With me tonight, two men.
Wow.
Two men. One man named Steve and a guy named Frank.
Wow.
What's going on,
we
Frank?
We went old school tonight.
We sure did.
We went old school with one of the top three of all time DJ New Style Show intros. One of the top three that you played. That was one of my top three favorites.
Yeah, I think that's my number one. I like that one the best. Because I can't hear that song without hearing the going through it now. Every time I hear doorbell, I have to do that.
And at this point, Justin's probably married with children right now. So
Justin actually has just gotten his second hip replacement. And Steve, please. No, it's not Steve. This isn't really happening. He's still a youth. He didn't get a hip replacement. He's not married with children. By the way, Steve, how are you?
Tree fitty, yo.
That's right. Wow. Episode 350 of the DJ New Style Show, and I'd like to start it off by saying that it's my my birthday tomorrow, and I'm really trying to complete an entire month of shows because I've been getting lax. The slightest little thing will keep me away from doing a show sometimes, but I want to finish out July strong. I want to do
right.
a show in every fucking week this month, and we're almost there.
That's right.
And there's five Tuesdays this month.
That's right. This is an epic undertaking. Five shows. Woo!
You mentioned that you had trench mouth. So we were we weren't sure if we were going to do the program.
I mean, I don't know what it is. I certainly have some kind of a little cut, I guess, from biting my lip or something. But it really hurts to eat grain and to drink drinks. But you know, I'm taking care of it. Seeing what I could do.
TCBing.
That's right. That's right, Frank. Got the sticker and everything. Speaking of TCB, the business of that is Hear Us Talk. Frank, I wanted to I don't know if did I play these for you. There was a guy who has a voice, and he's very much interested in being a part of the Hear Us Talk family. He wants to provide his own branding for some of the shows and some of the production. He's offered his services. He's a voice guy, and he wants to produce some promos for us. And he gave us I gave him the text. I was excited that someone was interested. Gave him the text of our entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com. And he's just a guy found on Twitter, and he sent me three options. And I think I played them for you, Steve and Frank. I think you both heard these.
I know I did.
Yeah. I sent an email around to everybody on a show at Hear Us Talk asking, would you like to use this guy's services? Would you like to have this guy do some promos for you? Didn't hear from anybody. It reminds me of the time when during Christmas a couple years ago I said, guys, thanks for being a part of this. I'm going to give you a $100 piece of equipment for your podcast. Let me know what you want. Just give me the Amazon link, and I will I'll buy it for you and send it to your house. Nothing back except from Clayton. To be fair, Clayton did request something, and then 3 months later, I'm talking to Pristine. I said, "Hey, did you guys ever get that email?" He's like, "Oh yeah, we got it. We're just not sure what we want yet." I'm like, "It was fucking Christmas." Like, it's Easter now. Jesus. So in any event, Frank, this guy has a voice and he wants to be part of the Hear Us Talk network of shows. And this is what he sent us.
Yeah, play some of it.
This is what he sent us for our the ID that I asked him to take a shot at. This is the third one. I'm not playing all of them. Oh, shit. Sorry. Here we go. I got to do it because nobody heard that. But you guys. Okay, here we go.
I didn't hear it either.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Now, I think that's pretty good. It's sinister. It's kind of mysterious
Nukem-ish.
A little bit. A little Duke Nukem-ish. I guess you could say a lot Duke Nukem-ish.
99%.
I enjoyed it. So I sent that around, didn't hear shit from anybody. And now I have this guy retweeting me or replying to me on Twitter every fucking 3 days. Like, hey, did you guys make your decision yet? Did you guys make your decision yet? Which one do you like? What do you want me to do? And I just stopped, I stopped fucking contacting the guy because I got tired of saying, like, oh, we're still looking at it. We're still picking one. We're picking our favorites. I mean, it's three fucking 30-second clips. We should have had a favorite by now. I mean, I have an opinion on it, but I didn't want to make a move without, you know, everybody else that's involved. So I was taking a healthy, just a fucking disastrous mudslide shit at work, looking at Twitter, and I saw that he posted something. He said, I will now post audio versions of every tweet that you write until you make your decision. He wrote this to hear us talk. And he left this attached to his tweet, a link to this sound clip right here.
Better take your seats. At Bug Zapper Radio is about to begin at ustereat.am/WLD. Come and check it out.
So we got that. And now I'm wondering, like, okay, let me throw another one out there. I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to see if he'll just keep it up. So I just did a usual tweet. And sure enough, a few minutes later, I got this.
Did you miss last week's at DJ New Style show? Listen here. /z_l. Oh my goodness. This link is ridiculous.
So I think the guy is pretty good. Frank, what are your opinions on this whole thing? Should I be trying to write things that the guy would say? Like, if he says he's going to do every tweet until we make a decision, maybe we just never make a decision and write vile things on Twitter and get him to say them.
I'm just confused because I don't know. Does he think that this is like a commercial program or something, or does he realize this is a podcast?
I'm sure he realizes it's a podcast.
Yeah. Like, is he looking to get paid?
What's his training? What's his professional background? Did he go to the?
I think you're listening to it.
Connecticut School of Business.
The Connecticut School of Business. What do you want him to make fucking charts? UCB. Connecticut School of Broadcast. I don't know what he did.
Is that where Howard Stern went?
No, listen. In any event, Frank, I think that he asked me a question first. He said, "How do I break into the voice industry?" Like, I don't know. I said, "I don't know. Send your clips to people, make a good portfolio, make a site to showcase your talent." And I said, come think of it. Why don't you try taking a stab at some of these things? And I sent him a couple of things I'd like, a little bit more professional. And I didn't know who this guy was. But all of a sudden, it turned out that the guy was this person that goes on 4chan and just says, "I will record anything you type." And people just type the most vile things, and he fucking says them. I think on his site and his let me find his fucking Twitter. I don't even know what it is. Fuck it. His actual Twitter is like Audio Boo. It's Duke.
It's Duke.
And he reads gay literature, I guess. In Duke Nukem's voice.
That's fucking great. Dude, that game, Duke Nukem Forever, the one that everybody was waiting for 10 years.
Yeah.
Game went from $60 to $9.99. In the course of 3 months.
Jesus Christ.
Is that a Rockstar game?
And I, what?
That's produced by Rockstar?
No. No, it's not. This is, I don't even know the name of the company, but it's a game, Frank, that...
Oh, it's 2K. 2K Games.
Yeah, they have had that game in development for over 12 years, I think.
Gearbox Software.
And why is it not popular? I don't want to go off on a tangent. I don't know if are we still talking about this Velvet Voice?
You're calling him the Velvet Voice?
Well, it's our discovery of the Velvet Voice.
Is that what you think he is?
Remember the Velvet Voice that was discovered in California a couple months ago?
No. Are you talking about the man with the golden voice?
The golden voice boy, yeah.
Like how you changed it to golden all of a sudden. So you want him to be our discovery?
He's our discovery. He's our golden voice.
Yeah, but didn't that guy, like... devolve into just alcoholism and like he spent every bit of the money that was given to him to like change his life, bought fucking bottle service at clubs and is poor again.
I don't know. That guy,
yeah the guy, he kind of looked like he had a glandular cracked out
Obama, like Man in the Mask.
Jesus Christ. Well, in any event, I think that we should come up with some things to post on the Heroes Talk Twitter. That's twitter.com/HeroesTalk. And see if this guy will actually record them. And I mean, he read the fucking URL.
Did you miss last week's at DJ New Style show? Listen here. /z.
Like the lowercase and the... I don't know. I find that pretty amusing. Pretty goddamn amusing. So somebody's taking an interest in whatever we're doing here. And I would...
Give him a shot. I'm not.
Here's the thing. I thought that some of the shows could use him. I mean, he does a good Duke Nukem. So I thought maybe there's an off chance that there might be a clip that maybe Geeks of Rage would want. Maybe. Who knows? I mean, it's a video game show. Clayton does his... He's doing more production. He's got the Wall of Snooze. Maybe Clayton this guy would be the official voice of Wall of Snooze. Who knows? He actually he replied on Twitter to his name is at BJP on Twitter. Just write to him. He'll probably record anything you want. And I'm gonna come up with some
job penis.
If you want to extrapolate to that, it's BJPG, I think. BJPG. I don't know. Fuck it. Who gives a shit? Just look at twitter.com/heroestalk. He's on there. Frank, you texted me saying that you wanted to amend something to our topics. You texted me saying that you would like to talk about summer birthdays.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. As you know, your birthday is tomorrow, and you're going to be 33.
No, I'm not. That is completely not true.
I know it's not true.
Well, it's not completely true. It's half untrue. My birthday is tomorrow, but I will be 32.
Okay, you will be 32.
Yes.
And somebody else that you know has been a part of this program shares the same birthday with you, none other than...
Two people. Two people, actually.
Okay. None other than our good buddy, E.J. McGrathy, the third.
That is right.
And he will be 40 tomorrow.
When you do the math, you'll choose...
You choose McGrath.
McGrath. He'll be, he will be 40 tomorrow?
Yeah, he'll be 40 tomorrow.
Oh, he's saying 39, because you're an asshole.
Same difference. But listen to me. What I was discussing with him, I was talking to him today, and I said to him, you know what? Did you, and I posed the same question to you, Kenneth. Did you guys feel gypped having a summer birthday because you couldn't give out cupcakes during the school year?
I mean, I'll tell you this. That's a very, very good point. And I think that, let me ask you this, Frank. Did you ever have a summer where your birthday didn't fall during school year? Because you're June 6th, right?
It's June 8th. And no, school is there's always at least a couple weeks worth of school, unless I'm living in Florida, which I'm not. But, you know, June 8th, there's still, you know, plenty of school time at that. So I always
But it's near the end. It's near the end, and the teacher doesn't give a shit at that point. They are looking forward to their extended vacation.
But
so you have a good birthday, you're saying, Frank.
Pardon?
You're saying it fell at a good time in middle school because you were at the end of the year. Nobody cared. The teacher didn't care. You could have, like, a two-hour-long birthday party. At the end of the year, because everything was over with.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is, when you sat home on July 24th or 5th or whatever your birthday was, and said to yourself, you know what,
it's one day from today. So
I wish I was able to have cupcakes that I could and high C juice that I can give out to my class, and you could never do that, my friend. Never ever.
Oh, wow. Is this what you're trying to rub that into my face? You think I sat home? I sat home during the fucking sweet spot of the summer break, the fucking center of it, Christmas and goddamn
I'm
July.
Envious.
Christmas in July. You think I sat home thinking about what not being able to shovel a cupcake into Charlie Enslin's face? You didn't think I gave a shit? Like I wanted to be home giving a cupcake to Mike Flannelly and Bobby A? You think so? No.
Not in the least. And you were chosen as student of the day because it was never your birthday during the school year, my friend. Never.
I never got to wear the construction paper crown. I didn't get to have everybody sign my crown and
give out the
cupcakes. I thought about it. All right, sure. So but you know when I thought slide. About it? Here's when I thought about it.
Wow, we never did any of this crap.
Here's when I thought about it. When other people were doing it during school.
I thought, oh, that would be so cool to do during school. But the fact is, my fucking birthday is so far removed from school when you're young. A summer vacation may as well be 16 years when you're fucking 8.
It's almost like your birthday doesn't exist.
What do you mean? My birthday doesn't exist.
Well, it's so far removed from the school year, it's almost like it doesn't even exist, you know? So what's the
That makes no sense. Why does a birthday only exist during the school year?
Well, because like you said, you get to be student of the day.
What you said.
Yeah. No, you get to wear a paper construction crown.
The crown. I wanted to have the Goldie.
I didn't have any of that garbage, and my birthday was in late September.
I wanted to use the Goldie scissors, and I wanted to wear the construction paper crown. The Goldie scissors, for everybody who doesn't know, was the magical pair of scissors that didn't have the red or the blue markings. It could be used by either hand.
I was not aware of that.
That's right. Those were.
I never knew there was such a thing.
There was like one pair in the scissor bucket, and we called them the Goldie scissors. And if you could do someone a solid by saying, you know what? I don't need these Goldie scissors. You go ahead, Heather Scalzo. Enjoy them. Rest, you know, respect the dead.
She passed?
She passed. She was left-handed. Actually, wow, how ironic is that? That as she, she died trying to pass a truck on a highway. I'm not even fucking kidding. She was trying to pass in front of a truck.
This is the girl you went to school with?
Yes, on a highway.
Yeah, talking about passing her the scissors.
So saying that she passed has two meanings.
Three meanings, because you passed her the scissors.
I passed her the scissors. That's true. Actually, she passed them to me. She did me a solid.
Wait, are you lefty?
I am. I'm ambidextrous.
All right. In school, did you write with your left or right hand mostly?
I wrote with my left mostly.
So you got like all the fibers on your arm or your hand when writing left to right.
Yeah, listen, it's not a big deal. People fucking write with their left hand, Steve. It's not like I'm showing up there with those elbow cup crutches. Can you not do that, Frank? Is there any chance that maybe you could not do that? Why are you so sneezy and sniffly?
Or mute yourself while you do that?
What? I don't have a cough switch.
What? Yeah, but you do have the fucking common decency to not do it into the fucking microphone.
Actually, I pushed the microphone out as far as it could go.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, I'm sorry. Wow. You know, I mean, you jumped at me thinking, trying to rub it in that I could never wear the construction paper crown. But that's a stupid thing.
I didn't get one.
Want.
I never got one. My birthday was well into the school year. I didn't get anything.
Actually, yeah, but you went to Votech, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, Votech. I went to Votech when I was 5 years old.
You get to use the bandsaw a little bit more in Votech.
Hey, you go to Vokes, man. Yeah. He's in Vokes.
Yeah.
You go. I don't know. You're the kid. You say he's in Vokes.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Charlie? He's in Vokes.
Oh, you gonna be in ninth period studying? No, I'm going to Vokes. I take off at 12. I start working on transmissions. You're 15. Yeah, I know. I don't have any aspirations. Jesus Christ.
You know what?
Going to Vokes.
I can't say shit about Votech people because my brother was a Votech kid.
Yeah.
My brother owns his own auto repair shop.
Interesting. Let me ask you this. Does he ever have fingertips that are his fucking skin color? Does he ever?
No, he used to not.
He surrendered that in sophomore year.
No, but now he's got enough people working under him that he's basically building his house while he's...
Frank, maybe we should have went to Vokes.
Maybe
well,
you should have.
You know what? He just mentioned his brother owns an automobile repair business, and we also know that Steve is unemployed. I don't understand. There's a connection here. Why not, you know...
Why don't I work with my brother?
Yeah,
why don't you work for your brother?
I've done that before. I've worked with him.
Why don't you do it now?
Because me working with him or doing anything with him, like, I love my brother, but we just, like, everything just seems to go wrong when we're in the same area doing anything. Like, if we keep it casual and just don't interact a lot, everything seems to go smoothly. But when we're together, like, I went fishing with him.
Okay.
All right. Right? He had a boat for a time, and he's like, oh, let's go fishing. We'll go out New York Sound, whatever, Long Island Sound. Like, all right, yeah, I love fishing.
Sure.
And we get out there and, like, toss my line in the water. He's like, no, 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 no. He's like, reel it in. I'm like, all right. He's like, we're going to go out, like, 90 miles offshore. I'm like, all right. And I'm thinking, I'm like, a mile a minute is 60 miles an hour. It's going to take an hour and a half if we go 60 to get wherever we're going. I'm like, can't we just fish here? He goes, no. And I swear, he just got that thing to go as fast as possible. Like, push the boat to the limit. And I'm like tossing out a line. He's like, no, wait. Nope.
Steve, just say you don't.
One hell of a story.
Just say you don't. Just say you don't want to work with your brother. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Jesus H. Christ.
Giving you the backstory here. Like, we can't even fish together. And I did work with him for a year. Like, he.
Don't say you worked with him. You worked for him.
Whoa! Look out.
All right. Yeah, I did work for him. Yeah. Yes, I did.
And he's older or younger? Just FYI.
But I also worked with him.
For your information, Steve, tell me something. I like how you asked him, is he older or younger than you? Just FYI.
Is he older or younger, Steven?
Older. Okay. 5 years older.
All right. So, Frank, that you got your answer. I hope you're happy.
I am very happy.
Yeah. Gonna go to Vokes. The thing about Votek was they still included those people in the candids of the yearbook. So, like, you'd see people playing fucking volleyball or hitting a tennis ball or something, and all of a sudden, this kid, Rob, is fucking grinding a fender on a fucking sander. It was great. What?
You know, we were talking about school and everything, this and that, and I just wanted to say to you, you know, what if somebody said to you that you could earn $18 million by sitting around drinking Coca-Cola and judging people. Well, you'd think I was crazy, right?
You're talking about Jennifer Lopez getting replaced with Mariah Carey, aren't you?
No, I am not. I'm talking about Mariah Carey replacing Jennifer Lopez, which is the opposite.
So getting replaced with Mariah Carey.
This broad is making $18 million a year, enough to make you sick in the stomach.
So
sitting around.
Are you a fan of American Idol, Frank? Because you brought this up, and I'm wondering, is it you seem to have a strong opinion on this. Are you vested in this show?
No. I mean, listen, FYI, American Idol is way past its prime, and I'm sure you will agree.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Ratings aren't as high as they used to be. The quality of show has been slipping ever since Simon Cowell has left. But the fact of the matter is, when they can get these top brand name broads and designer names, then you know it's still okay. But for the nerve of this person to accept $18 million just to sit around,
Nerve of her to accept this?
It's a disgrace to the music industry.
So let me ask you this. If anybody found some reason for paying you that much money for that little work, would you accept it?
I would not, because I would feel – I would be embarrassed to accept
You're
that.
You're a fucking liar. Shut the fuck up. Steve, Frank wants to work 1,000 hours a day and sleep zero for the rest of his life. He doesn't. He will not accept
the honor and the integrity.
Don't offer him $18 million to do nothing. He can't possibly accept it. Frank, shut the fuck up, you lying bastard. You would accept that enough?
I'd feel guilty to accept that much money. It's obscene.
It's being offered to you. It's not like you're extorting them for it. Let's say that, and I love how we're playing this as like they really want Frank as the judge to sit there with his fucking fingers interlocked over his belly as he's just looking unimpressed with everybody. That's how I picture you as a judge in American Idol, not even looking at the person, and they go, and Frank, your take on Jacob's performance of We Are Young. Like, I don't know. I didn't really listen. Good. Yeah, it was good. Just disinterested, nothing to add, but $18 million. But you would feel bad, Frank. Is that right?
I would be embarrassed to accept that much money.
Steve, let's say you were offered $18 million for nothing. You drink your drink. You give your opinion on a fucking shitty cunt who's singing her fucking face off for TV. You'd take it.
I would take it all the way down to about 20K a year.
For 20,000. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I mean, really. Like, what are they doing? Like, what are they doing, dude? They're just... They sit there and, like, Armchair General TV.
Okay, like, Frank. What if they offered you double what you make to do it? Would you still do it?
Absolutely, because that's not an obscene amount of money.
Okay, I mean, I just don't get why you wouldn't. Like, why can't you just? I mean, it's never going to happen. Why can't you just revel in the fantasy of being able to do nothing and be paid a wealthy sum? Why do you fucking inherit some guilt?
Because
from
these
that?
Celebrities. Let me just say something to you about the celebrity world. These celebrities that they have these charities that they promote, and they want us common folk to donate to the charities. Okay, when in fact, if these celebrities were to donate to the charities, there would be a cure for it, for crying out loud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If these celebrities put the money where the mouth is, there'd be a cure to these diseases. And they had the nerve to ask us common people for money?
Wait.
A cure to these diseases.
Frank, what charity do you run?
I run the Human Fund.
Yeah. Yeah.
We knew that was coming.
Human fun. Yeah. No, the fact that they run a charity in the first place puts them, I think, one step ahead of anybody who does not run a charity in the first place.
It
doesn't matter if 1%
do you give a
of,
shit
like,
what
they
do with their fucking money? I don't care. Who gives a fuck what they do?
So, Frank, if you think charity is a big thing, why not take the $18 million a year, and if you think it's being misspent on you, take the amount that you don't think you should get.
I mean, here's an opportunity for you to put $18 million to good use. You don't think you deserve it because you're unworthy.
If AI wants to hire me for $18 million, I would give it all to charity. I'm putting it on record right now.
You're such a fucking
all
liar.
All charity.
You know what happened? You have that money coming in, and then all of a sudden, the regular bills that you fight so hard to you work so hard to pay fucking come in, and you're like, well, I mean, I got this. Oh, I'll only take a small piece. Now I'll give the rest. And then all of a sudden that piece gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You greedy motherfucker. Until you show up to the third episode wearing Elvis sunglasses and a fucking gold shirt.
Yeah, you are greedy, Frank. You're getting greedy with this whole idea.
And there's something else I'd like to discuss. And this is so old news that I'm embarrassed to even mention it.
Sage Stallone, rest in peace.
No.
Oh. Sherman Hemsley, rest in peace.
Is he dead?
He died today.
Who?
What?
Who?
Sherman Hemsley.
Oh man, he was a good. I was a good fan of his.
We need.
Christ!
You know what? And you know what I found out today? He's gay.
What?
He was gay.
Get the fuck out of here!
I didn't. You know what? I didn't double check it. My mom told me this today.
Shut the fuck up! Your mom's a liar. Your mom's a fucking liar.
She said she's known since the 70s or whatever, since whenever the Jeffersons was on. I'm like, what? Like, I didn't believe her. I didn't believe her, but you know what? I didn't double check the fact.
Okay,
but
well, let's see.
He's absolutely is dead today. That's a fact. Gay or not, I don't know. Sally Ride yesterday. First American woman in space.
Dropping like flies. First American woman in space. Oh, because she was a lesbian, you want to fucking... You want to have that bleed over to George Jefferson? Dude. God damn it, I can't believe he's fucking dead.
Why are you so distraught over this? You've never mentioned Sherman Hemsley to me since I've known you.
Bullshit.
Never.
Me? I've never mentioned Sherman Hemsley.
You've
to
mentioned
you.
Isabel Sanford, but not Sherman Hemsley. Man.
Frank, have you never heard my fucking appreciation of this wonderful song?
Shine on the lights of heaven, shine.
This is the shit! This is the part! Fucking all pissed off, slamming the door, walking into the church like a fucking boss!
Is this considered but music?
It was the theme song to Amen. For those of you who don't know.
I know it is.
You know what? We're old, Steve. People don't give a fuck about our references. That's what happens. I don't know if you've listened to Opie and Anthony ever. They used to be very cutting edge, and then all of a sudden it's fucking 2010, and they're still referencing fucking Caddyshack. Okay? It's fun for them, but the younger people don't get it. So I'm just saying what it is for the people who have no idea what the fuck Amen is. Now, the song sucked. Or the song was great, but the show sucked.
FYI, that was actually
Sherman Hemsley.
That was Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson had was the headmaster of that show.
Great.
The headmaster? That's a great choice.
Who was the room mother of that show?
Who was the whip cracker? 86-91 was Amen. Amen.
I was a fan of them. He is the last one of other than the maid and maybe one of the Lionels. There's nobody left in that show.
Jesus Christ. Sherman Hemsley's allegedly gay.
I never heard that before, but now that you bring it up, I could see it, just like I could see Reginald Vell Johnson maybe possibly.
Oh, Reginald Vell Johnson, that dude. Yeah, that dude was too giggly for the patriarch of Family Matters. I don't think I watched a single white show. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I watched Growing Pains. There is no show whiter. Ah, man.
Silver Spoons. That's whiter.
Okay. They were wealthy. They were very wealthy.
That's the whitest show in the 80s you can get.
Well, actually, you know what? I'll give you a fucking oddball one. I'm going to say that Webster is the whitest show in the 80s because they actually acquired their own black kid.
Yes.
Okay? Let's go to Africa. Just because they could. And they had a mansion.
Question.
Yes.
Who do you think was cuter, Webster or Gary Coleman?
What?
This is like a trapdoor, isn't it? I mean, we can all express our opinions of who's the more lovable 80s black kid. Actually, kid. Fucking Emmanuel Lewis was like 50 in 1980, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Gary Coleman. They were both.
Emmanuel Lewis, as he got older, he was still cute, whereas Gary Coleman was not cute when he got older.
Yeah, he started looking a little bit weathered, I guess. Well, Steve, I'm going to pose that question to you. I'm going to pass it right on.
Was cuter?
Yeah.
I liked your phrasing better when you said who was the more likable small black kid in the 80s. I'm going to have to say Arnold.
He was huge. I mean, you can't deny that. Webster was a fucking knockoff, first of all.
He was a fat kid, though. He was a fat kid back then. And I sympathize with the fat kid.
Are you talking about the kid that was in Teen Wolf? The fucking redhead guy? Wasn't he like the stock fat kid in the 80s?
Oh my God. The guy that was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah. Oh. What are you doing, Frank?
Yeah, what?
I just had some gas.
You know what? Webster was awful because it would be every five episodes, fucking Walter Payton has to dance on the goddamn show.
I didn't watch
And it was a knockoff of Different Strokes. Sorry, but it was.
I was a Different Strokes fan, definitely.
Of course, who wasn't? Frank?
I was not a huge Different Strokes fan. I watched several episodes, if I could just pose out this very quick trivia question.
Sure, go ahead.
Arnold Jackson's name of his goldfish, what was
Abraham,
it?
Thank you. You know how I know that?
How?
I watched the show.
Oh.
Yeah. So celebrity deaths and notable deaths abound. Sally Ride. Sherman Hemsley. And Sage Stallone.
Did they find a cause for what he passed away from or no?
The cause of death is listed as deferred.
What does that mean?
Yeah, because that makes a lot of sense.
They don't want to say, I guess.
Oh, so you think it may be like drugs or something?
Probably some substance abuse. Probably. You know what? Actually, I have a theory.
He was on something.
I have a theory. I think it was suicide.
Really?
Because he didn't want to see anybody else play the role of Judge Dredd other than his dear old dad. There's a Judge Dredd coming out. There's a Judge Dredd reboot, and it actually looks good. Did you see any of these trailers, Steve? Judge Dredd? I can't fucking.
I didn't see the new Judge Dredd. I saw another trailer today.
Oh, you know what it was? Too?
No, it was actually an indie film. It was a South by Southwest film.
Huh.
It was this. He was on Stephen Colbert today. It was like this guy who impersonates a guru and gets like a bunch.
The
of
Love Guru, like, awesome movie.
Yeah, it was the Love Guru. It was like Namure or something like that. He just like makes up a religious figure,
mm-hmm.
and gets like all like Californians to start following him. He It's like, I wanted to get 12 disciples, but I ended up with 14.
Okay.
And he just got like all these people. He's just like,
you're not selling me on it, Steve. You're not selling me on it. I'm just, I'm just saying, I'm too distracted. Since we're doing comparisons, fringe celebrity death you were more affected by, Sage Stallone or Rick Stabone from Growing Pains?
Rick Stabone?
Yes. You mean Boner?
Yes, Boner.
Wait, Boner's dead?
Boner died. He hung himself at the last Winter Olympics.
Did he really hang himself? That's the truth.
The glasses?
Yes. No, not the kid with the glasses. That's Paul Pfeiffer from The Wonder Years. Rick Stabone from Growing Pains. Mike Seaver's dopey friend. Anyway, I'm gonna say that I was Andrew Koenig, Chekhov's son from Star Trek.
Really?
Yes. Okay, Frank, you have no opinion. I just hear fucking heavy breathing, like I'm being stalked.
I was not a
this kid.
Hello.
I was more of a fan of the other friend, the less known friend.
What was the less known friend? I don't
know. Well, did he have two friends in there, Stabone and somebody else?
I can't even place another friend. Oh. It's all a blur. I'm thinking of Ned Ryerson. Wasn't he a friend on one of those shows? Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head, Bing. No, fuck.
Well, you told me that you actually had a poster of Missy Gold in your room.
Who's Missy Gold?
What?
Are you talking about Tracy Gold?
Yeah. Oh, you know, she had a sister, Missy Gold, who was in Benson.
Oh, interesting. Frank, so I'm guessing you had the poster of the Gold sisters.
No.
Oh, Christ, who gives a shit? Gives a fuck. Oh, God
damn
it.
Do you know what Leif Garrett's celebrity net worth is?
What is a celebrity net worth, first of all? Is that like all the money he has or all just the stupid bullshit Google
net
results?
Worth that these celebrities are... I've become a huge fan of celebrity net worth.
But why isn't it just net worth? Why does it have to be celebrity net worth?
Well, because who cares about common people's net worth, really?
But you say the name of a celebrity, you just say so-and-so's net worth. Like, if you say celebrity net worth, it makes it seem like you're reading some stat from IMDb. Like, star power. His star power has increased.
Anyway, Leif Garrett is worth $1,000.
That's his net worth.
That's net worth is 1,000.
Holy shit. Wow. Steve, a couple good
Steve,
weeks.
Steve, you're worth more than Leif Garrett.
A couple good weeks of hard work. You'll be up there with Leif Garrett. Fuck,
I don't even know who the fuck Leif Garrett
is. So before your time, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, gives a shit. Interesting, Frank. So you were telling me, Frank, that you are a subscriber of HBO. Is that correct?
I'm not a subscriber. I want to become a subscriber.
Oh, you aren't. Okay, because Steve and I were talking about a show that that we are hooked on. I dare I say addicted to. Steve, are you addicted to True Blood?
No.
Really? I at one point I would say that I was. I would say until this week's episode. I hated this week's episode.
I thought it was good.
Really? What did you like about it, Steve?
It didn't involve, well, okay, it did involve fairy shit, but it was very minimal. It was a lot of vampire stuff.
Was it a lot of vampire stuff, Steve? It fucking was not. Don't bullshit yourself.
It was like vampires getting
Don't fucking bullshit yourself into saying it was a lot of vampire stuff. If you say, how was True Blood? Hey, a lot of vampire stuff. Oh, that's a pretty good episode. I would never expect an episode that had fucking a 15-minute viewing of fucking the Belfleur wedding video.
That's true.
They beat me to the altar, buddy. Garg sucking fucking Baba. Who gives a shit about their fucking wedding video? Like, when you watch that show and there's a worthless scene, you know that there was shit worse than that that they had to cut out. There was shit actually worse than that that they cut out to leave that in. Fucking pointless. The whole fucking Terry Belfleur bullshit. The Ifrit being chased by a smoke monster. Shut the fuck up. The name of the show is True Blood. Okay? We've signed on for the fucking vampires. Yeah, okay. Shifters, sure. Werewolves, okay. I don't need a fucking goddamn a snickering fireman to fucking chase people I don't give a shit about. If you're gonna have that, great. Burn them and never show them again. I'm so fucking tired of fucking Terry Belfleur's bullshit fucking scene.
You just really hate Terry Belfleur.
Simpering, whining shit. Oh, he's gonna doubt me. Yeah, he stood up to, what they call it? The Ifrit. They actually gave this fire monster a fucking name called the Ifrit. You know, I was cursed in Iraq, and now I got a smoke monster. Shut up. The Ifrit. So he stood up to it by threatening to kill himself with a gun. Ooh.
That was smart.
I was hoping he would do it. I was hoping he'd do it. I don't need this fucking character anymore. Gives a shit. And you know what else sucks? The only vampire bullshit they had in the show is supposedly the first vampire just appearing out of a pool of blood. Lilith. This fucking, you know, like...
Naked bitch.
Yeah, naked. I can't believe I'm about to complain about a naked bitch. like 18 and a half, pretty good body, but like solid black matte paint pubes.
Yeah.
They had full frontal, but it looks like she had prosthetic pubes.
It looked like they were blacking it out. You know, like,
I think it was some kind of fancy underwear that didn't have a side. Just a little like a headband for your cunt. That kind of flares up to try and look like pubes.
Yeah, I don't know about a headband for your cunt.
Ed McGrath is suggesting it was a merkin, perhaps.
Oh, it's a merkin. Maybe it was a merkin.
Yeah, it could be. It's just too fucking far gone. Too fucking far goddamn gone. I'm done with that shit. It was the worst fucking episode I've ever seen. I will watch the end of the season. By the way... Also on this episode, Jessica, the redheaded vampire, shot through the head. Shot through the fucking head. But she lived. Yeah. She lived, though.
She's a vampire. You don't shoot a vampire in the head. You
were mentioning that the show is an addiction. You asked to see if he was addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
Have there ever been any programs that you have been addicted to?
True Yes. Blood. I was addicted to True Blood. Until this last week.
Not True Blood. I do have an addiction, though.
What's that?
Jeopardy. Can't miss it.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so... Like, I called Steve for show prep. I said, hey, we're gonna meet up tonight. Yep. Okay, what do you think about that? Yeah, okay. Listen, I gotta call you back. Jeopardy's on. Nobody's ever fucking done that. Who the fuck postpones a call because Jeopardy's on? Do you not have a DVR?
No, I don't. Haven't we gone over this before?
I'm flabbergasted, Steve. You hung up a fucking phone call to watch Jeopardy.
Yep.
Some fucking douche in a suit to win, what, several thousand dollars? It's not even like an exciting game show. It's fun because you can watch it with somebody and just sit in the room and only pretend to be paying attention when you know the answer. Mekong Delta. What is the Mekong Delta? That's correct. For $400, you maintain control
Holy
of the board.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I knew that. Okay, back to not listening. Listen. Don't know that. Don't know
See,
that.
See, you know exactly know how that. To play Jeopardy.
Yeah, you fucking chime in when you know stuff.
Yep.
But I'm not addicted to it. Frank, have you ever been addicted to a show?
Happy Days.
Happy Days, probably. Yeah, Happy Days. I never.
Wow, how did I call that?
Pardon?
On a day other than Halloween, did you ever dress up like the Fonz?
I've never dressed up as a Fonz. However, I once had a Fonzie T-shirt when I took a picture with the Easter Bunny.
Would you do me a favor, Frank? Would you actually dress up like the Fonz and just walk through the mall and act like the Fonz to people? Just pretend you're the fucking like pop people's collars. Just give an elbow to some door and then like turn the knob and go.
You know, I was kind of a little pissed off at Henry Winkler.
Why?
Well, I complimented him on his book Hank Spitzer. Okay. He does these books with people with mental problems, and I simply commended him on his book simply so that to see if he would respond to me, and he did not respond. So now I do not follow him anymore.
How many people follow Henry Winkler?
I don't know. I'm sure many. Several hundred thousand, maybe. So
definitely more than 10.
of course.
Frank, if 10 people followed him and he didn't respond to you, maybe you have a case. But
is there any celebrity that you once followed that you no longer follow?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I cull the herd every now and then. I see some things that irritate me, and I remove people. I do that in all circles, in all social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, everything. If I see things that just irritate me, I may entertain it for a little bit. I may poke at it, but now I fucking delete. And I may come back. I may come back to see if the temperature of the water's changed a little bit. And if not, leave it off. Gives a shit. Some people just do the same irritating shit over and fucking over and over again. Frank, I'm actually impressed with you. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We were talking. Well, you don't know. You were able to eat the most semen out of anybody, and I'm proud of you. You don't know what I'm proud of you for yet. Don't thank me. You actually knew more about the Penn State scandal than Steve the LARPer.
That's correct, and he calls himself a sports fan, and I call myself a non-sports
fan. No, I don't call myself a sports fan. I'm a baseball fan.
Whoa, look out. But you're also a news junkie, Steve. I mean, you knew about fucking Sherman Hemsley. Hemsley.
Yeah, I mean, fuck his name. Hemsley, yeah. No, but it's, you know, I think too many people chimed in too quick on Facebook for me to want to even follow it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, all right, I really don't want to hear about all this, you know, molestation and shit. It's a fucking college.
Yeah, it's big time. I mean, it's tough.
It is.
Lives are ruined. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Just like you know, the other hugely talked about tragedy that probably has Frank scared, the Batman shooting.
Frank won't go see Batman.
Well, I won't go see any movie now.
Are you afraid to even rent the DVD when it comes out?
No.
Think someone's going to jump out of your DVD player?
Maybe it's a scary thought. I mean, you know,
as soon as you put in the DVD for Batman, just automatic weapon sounds.
If somebody hacks Netflix and appends 15 seconds of somebody shooting the screen to the the media file that they stream when this hits Netflix streaming, they are a complete fucking asshole. In any event...
You know what?
I don't have an opinion other than, yeah, it's a tragedy. I mean, I have no unique view on this. I mean, the guy had homemade explosives too, didn't he?
Right. Well, that's what I wanted to ask about. There was about 24 hours where the search team was, you know, going through his apartment, you know, gingerly trying to, you know, avoid any, you know, problems, you know, explosives or anything. So I said to myself, why didn't they just ask this guy James Holmes to accompany them on this trip so that he could say to them, okay, this, you want to look out for this wire, don't touch that wire.
No,
why did they bring him
risk
back there?
Oh, so he's going to really tell them the right wire?
Well, he told them that the apartment was booby-trapped. Why
is this The Rock or something? Like, is that what they do in that movie? Like, you escaped Alcatraz, you have to come with us.
No, listen. Many times murderers will assist, will actually tell the cops where they buried bodies. They'll actually go with them to the site and say, okay, I buried somebody here, I buried somebody there. Why don't they just have this guy Holmes go with them to the apartment and say, okay, you know what?
Because, Frank, because
don't go over here.
When a murderer points to a rock and said the body's under there, probably not going to fucking destroy a building. Whereas if this guy said, hey, the blue one, if you cut that, everything's disabled. And then they cut it and the entire block goes up. And he's dead and he doesn't have to face a trial or anything. And he gets exactly what he wants. I mean, did you not think about this? I don't know. Yeah, so naturally a shooting is going to spark some gun control debates on Twitter. And everybody has the answer. Everybody has the winning opinion. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. Am I an asshole? I guess.
No.
I guess.
That's how I felt about Joe Paterno. Like, I'm like, all right, dude did something bad.
I mean,
case closed. What do you need?
So let's put laws in place to regulate the criminals. To make it, you know, I don't know. You're gonna make it difficult to get something that is already pretty difficult to get. Or are you going to Are you, should we make it more illegal, like extra illegal, to make bombs in your house? I mean, the guy did that anyway. But we're talking about guns.
A criminal is going to be a criminal.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Like,
the guy misused guns. The guy had a huge fucking gun.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. We produce these fucking maniacs, and they fucking snap, and they decide to kill people. What about a guy that just decides to drive his fucking goddamn car into a park over babies? I mean, I don't know. I mean, the argument of, well, why don't you make the car legal? You can't do that because, the car has other purposes. And people will argue that the gun is strictly for killing. And I don't know.
That's true. That's fine. If it's true.
I want to point out, it's not guns that kill. It's the little bullets in the guns that kill.
No, it's the people that have the ability to get a gun and the bullets and put them together and kill people.
Yeah.
That kills. It's the people.
What we should do is stop. Don't worry about not getting rid of guns. It's the bullets we got to take care of. Yeah. Get rid of the bullets.
People want legislation to cover everything. They want absolutely everything to be written down, and they want absolutely everything to be governed and controlled and looked over and maintained by who? By people that are chosen? By people that are selected? The people that volunteered to be selected to run things? I don't know. I think that we have a good enough base, and we have a good enough fucking measure of common sense. I just think that... Yeah, maybe there are some cases where we probably don't need AR-15s. But, you know what? The fact that I can own a fucking AR-15 if I want to, great. I think that's fucking awesome. I think they're fucking incredible. Fuck you, I don't care. I think they're awesome. I think they're absolutely great. And you know what? I don't care that people own them. I'm not afraid. You know what? If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out. Part of the reason why we haven't been attacked as much as we have as a country is because of the fact that our fucking citizens are armed to the teeth.
And we love guns in America.
Did you say armed to the teeth?
The teeth.
Oh.
Steve, did I say teeth?
No.
I thought you said teeth.
Yeah.
Why would Ken say teeth?
That's what I was wondering.
I don't know. Frank, why do you constantly make terrible noises that everybody hates? On the surface, would it be make the country a better place if you got rid of guns? I don't know. In some respects, maybe it would, but in other respects that aren't really mentioned on a daily basis, it probably fucking wouldn't. It absolutely wouldn't. And you know what they'll do is they'll start with some control that we can all agree on. Like, oh, okay, well, you know, clips that hold X number of rounds, those are illegal. But everything else, that's fine. And there'll be another massacre, another shooting. Oh, you know what? The guy had the 99-round clip, and we only made 150 legal. And it just keeps sliding and sliding until, you know, you have nothing. You have absolutely nothing.
And then the guy that just wants to go get a gun or looks on the internet and learns how to build a gun. Anybody can build a gun. Like, it's not even hard to make a weapon that shoots a projectile to kill somebody.
What'll happen is, and what I think will happen, is that if, let's say it's all illegal, there are still going to be guns produced and guns somewhere. They'll get them. If they want them, they'll fucking get them. You can't go to Walmart and buy an explosive device that this guy had. So he made it. Whatever inspiration he had for this fucking attack, which is hideous and horrible, he made it happen. If the gun wasn't easy for him to get, well, guess what? He planned the thing for a fucking year and a half. He probably would have fucking worked that into his mission, getting a gun, coming up with a fucking gun.
Yeah.
Multiple guns. So it makes some sense to hear someone say, well, you don't need this type of gun. You don't need these guns. You know what? Handguns are okay, but it's all open to debate, and it's all going to be interpreted and fucking plugged with so many extra goddamn tweaks and twists and all that shit, and it's going to be something that's going to benefit nobody in the long run. People love to point out the number of gun deaths in this country. how many of them were self-defense? Are they all murders? Are they all just cruel murders in this country? The fact that I saw someone on Twitter point out that I think some country, maybe Japan, had like the 60th of what we had here. Well, how many times are people getting fucking raped? I see fucking YouTube videos of people in Japan getting fucking jizzed on and getting fucking their clothes ripped off.
Sharking.
Yeah.
I still think they're getting paid for that, though.
Either way, all this hideous shit that people just get away with because there's no fear of getting shot. I don't know.
Japan wouldn't even care.
Yeah, and you know what? They don't have fucking guns, but they have fucking they kill themselves all the time when they make 2% less because of downsizing at work.
Yep.
Dishonorable.
There's a whole forest. I forget what the forest name is, but there's a forest where all these Japanese.
Forget the forest. It's a dishonorable.
We go to the forest and kill ourselves.
Frank, I like when you just belly laugh like that. That makes the whole thing worth it. Speaking of making the whole thing worth it, heroestalk.com/Amazon. You know, a lot of people, a lot of podcasts, podcast networks, they have their Kickstarter campaigns. They want to ask for money outright so they can do whatever they want to do. They can, just say, hey, we can do this if we get this. But at Heroes Talk, we really just want people to hear what we do. We're passionate about the shows that we produce, and the fact is, we want as many people to enjoy them as possible. And the fact that you're listening to this right now, and the fact that hopefully you're enjoying it and you're telling your friends, is truly appreciated. And so what we'd like to do is tell you to keep your money and use it for yourself. Buy something nice for yourself on Amazon, and the way to do that is go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Take your money, spend it on yourself, spend it on your loved ones, buy yourself something nice, and we get a small cut. That's heroestalk.com/Amazon. It's a good thing to do. It's a good goddamn thing to do. The next time you're entrenched in a Twitter war arguing gun politics, just take a 30-second break and just buy something nice for yourself. Or, you know what? Bury the hatchet with that person on Twitter and buy them something, but go through our link. That'd be very nice of you. Am I right, Steve? Am I right, Frank?
Totally right.
Absolutely. Very, very good. So Frank, your opinion on the shooting, what is your take on this?
It just, to be honest with you, and this is wrong for me to think this, and I apologize, but when they mention the people, they were mentioned that, you know, there's some of the patrons that were there, and one of them was like a 6-month-old baby, and I said to myself, why is a 6-month-old baby at a 12 midnight movie?
When I heard that at the theater, I guess the intended reaction is like, oh my god, a child. I thought, what asshole brings a 6-month-old to a fucking Batman movie that people are excited about on fucking opening day? What an asshole. And
someone who can't get a babysitter.
Don't go! You're fucking ruining it for everybody. Granted, you didn't ruin it as much as the guy that was shooting bullets towards the audience. But it was close. You don't bring a fucking baby to the movies.
Yeah, that's a small step, I guess.
Frank, what was the youngest your kids were when you brought them to the movies?
5 or 6.
They need that buffer. They need to become more of a person.
And it was a kid's movie. I would have never thought of bringing him to an adult movie as of that.
It was like Finding Nemo.
Sophie's Choice. I don't know. Is it over?
I took my daughter. The first movie I took to see my daughter was called Hey Arnold, which I don't know you guys know of, but it was a cartoon called Arnold.
Sure.
Hey, it's Arnold.
Like a floppy head.
By the way, if you wanted to call
in. Yeah, the football head.
If you wanted to call in, the number is 316-768-4472. It's our 350th episode. We're a bit scattered. We got a little bit of a late start.
What happened with that?
Well, I'm wondering myself, Frank.
Yeah, well, why did that happen?
I'm curious, because you did say you would be on time tonight.
Yeah, in all honesty, the night before I had 3 hours. The night before, I had 3 hours of sleep.
So you just woke up?
I said to my daughter, it was 8 o'clock. I said to my daughter, listen, wake me up at 5 to 10 because I had to take a nap. I couldn't even function. And apparently, you know, it took her, I guess she didn't wake me up until about, you know, a quarter after. So that's pretty much what happened.
So,
nothing
so
exciting.
Rather than using one of the 70 alarm clocks on your iPhone or on the
I tried that, Ken. They don't wake me up. I no alarm clock will wake me up. I'm too sound of a sleeper.
Why don't you just, I don't know, work sleep into your day? Why is it always, why is it that you never have a day where you sleep more than 3 hours? How the fuck is that going to, you're not going to live long with that shit.
Oh, I'm already
prepared. No, you're not going to stay sane long. Yeah. You're gonna go crazy.
Right now, I'm on a combination right now of amphetamines and no dose.
Jesus Christ.
Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
Please.
No.
It was Jess.
Jesse Spano.
Jesse Spano was on the...
I'm so scared.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
That was a little too old.
It's going to be you.
You were too old for that shit?
That was a show when you guys were like...
And you know what? And they said, Jesse, these are caffeine pills.
What are you doing? They're like, yeah. Yo, they treated it like steroids.
Yeah. What are you doing with these? You're going to become dependent. I just need to stay up. I just need to stay up. No, I can do it. I can practice. Watch me. Shut up, Jesse Spano. Fucking bitch.
Were you a Kapowski or a Spano girl?
Of course I was a Kapowski fan.
Oh, Spano.
What?
Fucking Lisa Turtle, too. Better than Kelly Kapowski.
Gross.
No, what? Gross. Lisa Turtle, come on.
Take a look at her now.
Dude, no
I
way.
I had clairvoyance in the 90s. I knew
there's,
it was
there
happening.
Is no way she is ugly now.
Take,
I don't care.
All right, you want to take a bet? Google Lark.
I don't know her real name.
Lark Voorhees.
That is her name.
How do you spell Lark?
L-A-R-K.
L-A-R-K.
Lark Voorhees, like Jason Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes.
And then Google Lark.
Well, actually,
Lark Voorhees 2012. And go to images on Google.
There's no way that's fucking her.
What the fuck did she do to her face?
She looks.
Oh my lord.
She looks like Otto and George's puppet with a wig on.
Oh my god, dude. She got the most unnecessary surgery. Absolutely.
She is far whiter. She does look like fucking George the puppet. It's hideous.
I'm telling you. She's almost 42. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe, okay, I could see her younger, looking a little all right. Sure.
No, if she didn't, like, go through Michael Jackson surgery, what the hell?
Yeah, she had a rough go of it, I guess. I don't know. She looks like, I don't know, like an extra in a Tyler Perry movie.
Oh my gosh,
one of the concerned, the concerned aunts or something.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The outspoken mother.
Yeah, so fuck Lark Voorhees.
Wow.
Did you know her name just off the bat?
Of course. I think I can name the entire cast.
Who played A.C. Slater?
That Mario Lopez.
Who played
come on, we know
Mr.
he could
Belding.
Do it. Why even
Mr.
mention
Mr. Belding.
Richard Denning.
Oh my god.
I think so.
Who played Miss Bliss?
Who played the cook?
Who played Miss Bliss?
Fuck! I don't. what do you mean the cook?
The last guy.
Are you talking about Max? You mean Alonzo?
Yeah.
His last name is Alonzo or something. Fuck.
Alfredo Alonzo, something like that.
Alfonso
Ribeiro.
No. That's Alfonso. Any more before I actually look up the names? Ed Alonzo. Fuck you. Yeah, I did it.
Ed Alonzo.
Thank you. Go Weed.
Go Weed.
I fucking did it.
Through.
No assistance.
You didn't do it. He did it.
Yeah.
I said Alonzo, you fuck. And he confirmed it.
Alonzo Ribeiro, wasn't he?
That's
the
Alfonso.
Alfonso.
Carlton.
Carlton.
Yeah.
He did the Carlton. Did you see the video of him doing the Carlton?
I saw him do it on the show.
No. It was yesterday at the, it was like a celebrity open golf tournament.
I respect Clayton from Texas so much for not knowing Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and only being familiar with Carlton Fisk.
Carlton Fisk with his famous foul pole juju.
Yes. Shit. I don't even know.
Carlton, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. How can you not have watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
It was after my time, my friend.
After your time? You're still alive.
Well, that was a show when you guys were tweens. I was already an adult by that time.
No, that's right. I'm not even a tween. Sure. And then you're behind me.
Sure.
Frank, I watched a lot of TV as a child.
Let's get down to brass tacks here, Frank.
You know, you've used that expression other times in the past, brass tacks.
That's right. Let's get down to business.
I didn't understand what it actually meant. Now, brass tacks, first I thought they were like thumbtacks. Like brass-colored thumbtacks.
Yeah.
I thought it was something to do with income tax.
Oh, that's not
Explain
what it is.
Explain what do you mean by brass tacks, first of all.
Get down to brass tacks.
But what does that mean?
Let's get down to the fucking nitty-gritty, the details.
But tax in what's – spell tax in this
T-A-C-K-S.
Okay, so the tactics in the words. Let's get the tack.
No, like nails. Fucking dope, like tacks. You know what a tack is? Like tack it to the fucking wall.
Okay, so let's get down to brass nails is what you're trying to say.
No, I'm trying to say get down to brass tacks, you fucking dope. Why do you have to change the word? That's what it is.
I don't get it. Anyway.
Let's start talking about the important things. Let's get back to business here, Frank. Why don't you have HBO?
I had HBO many times, but I just don't have it at this particular time, and I'm thinking about getting it again because I was told by our friend E.J. McGrathy that they have every single episode of every single program that they've ever produced. So I was thinking about getting it.
What programs are you excited to watch?
I want to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I want to watch all of them.
Yeah.
I don't really use the HBO Go app, Steve. Do you use it? I think you do.
I do. I did to watch like all the backlog of.
Do they have Curb Your Enthusiasm? All the episodes?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Do they have Arliss? Oh, I hope they have Arliss.
Arliss, I do not think is there. I think they've given up on Robert Wall.
I think the world has given up on Robert Wall. That poor fuck was in Batman.
Sci-fi channel?
I bet you in 1989 when he was in fucking Michael Keaton's Batman, he was probably the smuggest motherfucker on the planet, just thinking the world of himself.
Maybe we should call him Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Oh God, damn it! Fuck him. Oh, that smug little fucking smarmy face on
Michael
him.
Michael Keaton had to cut him down to size.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I need to look up Robert Wall. And see what he's been up to, because I'm not as familiar with Robert Wall's career as I am with the cast of Saved by the Bell.
I'm pretty sure he did Arliss for 90 years.
Now IMDb has a suggestive search as you begin typing names, and I've just finished typing Robert, and unfortunately he's not on the top of the list. So I guess I have to keep typing.
W.
Okay, there he is. He's the fifth.
W?
He's the fifth Robert W.
Wow, that's fucking horrible.
Robert Wall, known for Batman, 1989. Known for Good Morning Vietnam, 1987. And then assumed the position with Robert Wall, 2006. What a fucking gap.
Assume the position?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. You're going to need a real wide-angle lens to take a picture of me. Oh, shut the fuck up, Arliss. We all know you're hung like a fucking light switch, you fucking nerdy piece of shit. Fucking faggot. Oh, I'm sorry. No offense to the case. I'm just really, really irritated at him for saying that. Okay, since he's appeared as 1996 to 2002, if you told me that thing was on for 2 years, I would have been fucking surprised it was on that long. Holy
Arliss?
Shit. Arliss was on 96 to 2002?
Yeah, Arliss interrupted every good fucking
oh, Christ.
HBO show.
They actually had like Arliss on when fucking The Sopranos were on. Can you believe that shit? Oh my God. What a bunch of fucking horse shit.
Arliss is always thrown in there to like make everything terrible when you had HBO.
And he hasn't worked since. He had a
New Jersey native.
Why is that? So what about that, Frank? You think he's better now because of it?
No, because we have a camaraderie because we're both all from Jersey.
I guarantee you, if you walked up to him and said, "Hey, I'm from New Jersey too," he would fucking look at you like you're a piece of shit that somebody didn't pick up. He would actually start looking for the person that didn't pick you up and throw you out because he's that much of an asshole.
From New Jersey anymore. When people ask you where you're from, I just want you to say you're from a different state because that's all. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going
to
be honest.
You're too proud of it, Frank. You're too proud to be from your fucking state. Nobody should be that proud of the state that they're from. That they would approach somebody and say, "Hey, you're from New Jersey." "Yeah, I am." "Me too."
No, I would say North Jersey.
Yeah.
I'd have to make the distinction.
Frank, Clayton from Texas in the Heroes Talk chat room, by the way, if you want to listen to a live show, heroestalk.com/live. We have a chat room. We have a lot of nice people here tuning in, listening to the show as it happens. I know a lot of you download it, but we'd like to see you as we make and weave this magic. He asks, "Frank, why are you so proud of New Jersey?"
"Because we're the real deal, my friend."
"What does that mean?"
We're the...
You should be shot for that answer.
"We're the crossroads of America."
"No, we're not."
"We're the crossroads of
America. We're
on the
fucking very crust of it. We're on the edge of America. We're as American as possible.
What I mean by that is culturally and ethnically, we're the crossroads of America. Would you not agree to that?"
"I don't even know what that means. What do you mean we're at the crossroads?
We're the melting pot of the country. Would you not agree to that?"
"No."
"No."
"Bullshit. Oh, you're saying Iowa is the melting pot of the country?"
"No, fucking Florida is."
"Yes.
Because it's absorbing Cubans."
"Are you saying that Montana
is
New York is the melting pot? It's a cultural mosaic, as former Mayor Dinkins said."
"It's not New Jersey. Are you trying to assert that Ellis Island is on New Jersey?
Let me tell you this.
The Statue of Liberty is in New York.
Let me tell you this, Frank. The only reason
the only reason
that melting pot could be used to describe New Jersey is because people have left New York and came to New Jersey. It's runoff. It's actually New York's runoff. That's what we are. Yeah, nobody came right to New Jersey. No ship arrived right to New fucking Jersey. Came to New York.
And then they took the fucking bridges back."
"Yes.
So, like, oh, Frank, wow, I'll have to pay to leave."
"Why are you so proud of New Jersey?" "Well, I mean, I'm from New Jersey. I've been in New Jersey my whole fucking life. I am nowhere near as proud of this state as you are. Why are you proud of it? And don't give me a bumper sticker answer. Give me some real shit."
"Because we're the real deal."
"That you said that first, and that doesn't make any fucking sense. What are you the real deal at? Fucking not knowing what the fuck you think? What, having orange people? And using half Italian, half English phrases? And saying, ooh.
Everybody wants to emulate people from New Jersey."
I'll tell you this right now. I don't think there's one person in Texas that wants to emulate someone from New Jersey.
No, fuck Texas.
Really?
Fuck Why? Texas.
What about Kentucky? I can name...
Those people who live in those areas would never survive in New Jersey. I'll just put... And I think you would agree to that.
I don't think so, Frank. I actually think it's the opposite.
Would never, ever survive in New Jersey.
I got news for you, Frank. It's actually the opposite.
No,
if anything, the reason why you should be proud of New Jersey is because it's so easy to live here. If you had to deal with a war zone fucking 200 fucking miles away from you, actual gang warfare, people sneaking into your country, potentially hiding in your fucking goddamn backyard to evade La Migra. If you had to deal with any of that shit, you wouldn't handle it, Frank. It's easy to live in New Jersey because you're near things, but you're not in things.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But people who live in those states would never survive in my state.
How would they not survive? What is it that they have a problem?
Financially.
What?
Well, they would never survive.
In New Jersey?
If they did the same thing they're doing there, they would earn a salary to New Jersey. Salary.
I disagree with that. Because...
I mean, you're saying they're not going to survive financially because you're keeping their salary locked at whatever rate that they're making.
No, because people
live
in those areas, they can get things for a lot less than we can. We live in the in probably the, one of the, one of if not the most expensive.
But they make
area
less, Frank. It's all a
they
fucking.
They don't make less.
It's an adjustment. Yeah, the average salary. The average salary is lower in
are
the
you
places.
Saying the average salary in Texas is lower than the average salary in New Jersey?
I don't know that to be a fact, but let me just say this: the places that you say are cheaper to live, guess what? They probably make less. It's not just some fucking magical place where everything fucking is cheap. And people get paid $250,000 a year. It's not
Finland, Frank.
Yeah. It's cheaper for them because if it wasn't, they wouldn't be able to buy it. That's how it works. So if you put those people who have that earning potential in a different area where the salary's higher for the same skills, they're doing just fine. Now, what is it that they have to avoid? What, they wouldn't know how to order at a drive-thru? Frank, what challenge would they not be able to put up with? Because I can name a fucking thousand that you wouldn't be able to handle if you lived in the Midwest.
I had to look into this.
There isn't a Pollo Tropical every 200 feet.
There's no Pollo Tropicals even in New Jersey. They're done, my friend.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. There's not a Wendy's every fucking 2 miles. All these fast food places are a fucking. You have to make a committed journey to
Wendy's?
Go to those places. I'm sure of it. They
just
have
Wendy's near my house.
Of course, but I'm saying in Iowa there probably isn't a Wendy's on every corner. That's what I'm saying.
In Iowa,
that's the challenge Frank would have to fucking deal with. The fact that he's not that Clayton lives 5 hours from a major city. To get any sort of major city life or any sort of excitement that you have kind of enjoyed from living here, Frank, you'd have to commit by driving 5 hours there and back.
Nobody's forcing him to live there.
I can get to
He likes living there. You don't fucking get my point. You couldn't live there. You would fucking fail there. That's what I'm saying. Whereas Clayton, if he chose to, would do just fine in New Jersey without having to adjust.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be ready. It's like, Frank, to dig to an extreme case, you just said Crocodile Dundee could not live in New York, but that Polish fucking cunt that he fucks in the movie, whatever her name is, Kozlowski, she could do just fine in the Outback.
Wasn't that Sharon Stone?
No, it wasn't Sharon Stone. It was some fucking twisted-eyed Polish cunt. I don't know what the fuck her name is. I think I actually nailed it. I think it was Linda Kozlowski. Oh, Frank, you're dejected now.
No, I have to look into this, and I'll have to research a little more.
So I want you to find some things as you're researching.
Linda Kozlowski.
That you would not be able to handle if you lived in the Midwest. Pick any Midwestern state. Pick the South. I don't even care. Go ahead. Oh, how about this? Georgia? You fucking salamanders and crickets in your house
you're,
time.
The problem is you're clumping Texas as being one big same type of geographical area. Texas is there's many different I'm sure there's parts of Texas.
Sorry,
yeah,
Frank.
Silly me.
I'm sure there's parts of Texas where you can walk around the corner and go to a Wendy's.
Probably if you lived in Dallas, maybe.
Austin.
Maybe Houston.
Houston. Maybe. Dallas.
I doubt it, Austin. Austin's too hipster. Too hipster now. They would fucking boo a Wendy's. They would boo at a Wendy's until they closed down.
What? Frank, why is
boo.
That so bad? No Wendy's. All right. You can't get Wendy's.
Well, I mean, see, that's the thing. I am thinking that would be Frank's greatest challenge, proximity to Wendy's.
Wait, Frank, I have a question for you.
Pardon?
I have a question.
Yes, and please make it I'm just going to let you know. You know, After this question, I'm going to have to leave you guys. Unfortunately, I have a lot of work to do.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have more faith in an established fast food restaurant than a local restaurant?
I could you dissect what you mean by that?
Like, if there was a Wendy's, would you rather go to Wendy's than
Scrappy's Burger Hut?
Yeah, random guy X's rib joint.
Mark, well, the thing is, with those types of places,
Mark Fraga's dick sucking ribs.
Wendy's, you know, you're gonna get a, you know, you have they have a reputation, so you'd want something that you're familiar with, so you'd want to go there first. However, I have no problem trying other things. But I will say every time I go into a Wendy's, I will say that they give you a commercial worthy burger.
No qualms against Wendy's. I could do without them.
Well,
I like them, but I don't need them.
I'm a big fan of Arby's as well.
What if there was no more horsey sauce?
I'm not familiar with sauces. Whenever they ask me if I want any sauce or anything, I always say no.
You just eat the dry ass fucking roast beef?
Yes, I enjoy
you eat
it dry.
That fucking, oh my god. Jesus Christ.
That shit, I noticed that
it's like eating what?
Baby, I like it raw.
It's like eating warm felt. It's fucking dry as shit.
I like it dry. I like to put it down my throat dry.
You gotta get some kind of juice on it.
I don't want any juice down my throat. I just like it dry.
Just take it dry, right as it is. Right as they give it to you.
Frank likes it dry.
Cramming it down your throat like a fucking whore.
Yeah. All right, guys. Listen, I don't want to hold you guys up.
You don't have to.
We weren't being held up. We actually had planned to do a complete show tonight.
Okay.
Well, Frank, I want to thank you.
I appreciate you guys for having me part of it. And next week, we're going to have a game.
Really? Are you teasing a bit for episode 351, next week's show?
I'm not teasing it. I'm just letting you know that it's going to be a game, so there's no tease.
Is this one that you'll be able to compete in?
Unfortunately, I will not be able to compete in it.
So this will
be the host.
This will be a Ferv Griffin Enterprise.
Right, right.
Frankie Game Show. Bringing it to the people. I love it. Very good.
Thank you, guys.
Well, why don't we wrap this up? Frank, by the way.
I apologize.
Frank, you're such a good guy. Why don't you go ahead and buy yourself something from herostalk.com/Amazon. Go for it. Do it. Buy yourself something nice. Something you've had your eye on.
I'm going to do that.
I hope you do. I hope everybody here listening buy something that they've been neglecting themselves of. I hope they do it. And I hope they enjoy it. And if you do, let me know. I'd love to hear about it.
Should they email you if they buy something, or how will they let you know? Should they call you up or what?
Well, you could do both of those things.
Okay, because you like to hear about it, so I don't know if they want them to give you your phone.
Well, Frank, I'll direct you to to this.
Better take your seats. At Bug Zapper Radio is about to begin at uster.am/WLD. Come and check it out.
That guy contacted me, and I was able to hear him. But I like to read responses. And you go to facebook.com/heroestalk or facebook.com/the DJ News Style Show.
I just want to congratulate on a 350 episode-ish program. I just wanted to say congratulations and best of everything. And hopefully we can make it to 700.
Thank you. I hope we do. And thank you for being a part of it, Frank. I really appreciate it. And Steve, thank you for being a part of it as well. And everybody who's been a co-host, Rich the Solipsist, rest in peace. Shawnee Murphy, Lil Jimmy Rhodes, Kremling, everybody. Everybody. Whack Flash. God, who's been co-hosts on the show? I've had so fucking many.
Mike Nice.
God damn, son. God damn.
Oh, I miss Mike Nice.
All right, why don't we wrap this up?
Good night,
Go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe. And if you use iTunes, give us a review we deserve, a rating we deserve, and leave it. Put it on there. It helps our self-esteem for whatever reason. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Mike Nice, come back.
We miss you, Mike Nice.
Yes.
Oh, the Denali is the most lovely with the plush leather?
Plush leather, motherfucker.
Shit. Anyway, facebook.com/the DJ News Style Show. Go to bestinshowradio.com. Listen to Best in Show. Geeksofrageshow.com. That's our video game podcast on Heroes Talk called Geeks of Rage. And tomorrow night, a live episode of Bug Zapper Radio. Here on heroestalk.com. That's heroestalk.com. Check it out. Thank you very much. And have a good week. This doesn't affect me at all. I'm not upset about this.
Ladies and gentlemen.